NHL commits to increasing diversity, reduced share of white players, employees. By Robert Krajicek on October 19, 2022. The NHL released a diversity and inclusion report on Monday declaring its commitment to implement hiring practices related to racial demographics, gender identity, and sexual orientation. We are working to better understand and accelerate our engagement across all layers of diversity, including nationality, race, gender identity, sexual orientation, disability, and religion, and their nuances and intersections, NHL Commissioner Gary Bettman wrote in the report's introduction. Bettman framed the murder of George Floyd as an impetus for reignited movements for social justice, which in turn led the NHL to new ways of thinking and new internal competencies. All NHL office employees will be subjected to a two-day learning experience regarding the dynamics of bias, privilege, and power, according to the report. Players and locker room staff will also receive an educational experience built upon diversity and inclusion. According to the report's executive summary, structures and cultures must shift to create an inclusive environment for all. The report repeatedly deploys leftist neologistic terminology and acronyms, including LGBTQ+, and Black, Indigenous, and People of Color/BIPOC, allyship, and pansexual. It also uses the left-wing stylistic approach of capitalizing Black, but not white. The Associated Press, AP, emphasized the share of the NFL's workforce composed by whites, framing the NHL's overwhelmingly white workforce as a problem. In its article entitled, NHL, Its Workforce 84% White, Sets Baseline to Up Diversity, the AP determined, hockey has a lot of work to do to increase diversity at all levels. The AP focused on the share of NHL employees and players composed by whites, which is described as predominantly white, in its report. The report released Tuesday found that 83.6% of the NHL's workforce is white and that men make up nearly 62% of the total, based on the 4,200 people who participated in a voluntary and anonymous survey, about 67% of all employees. That nearly mirrors the situation on the ice, where more than 90% of players and nearly all coaches and officials are white. The NHL claims an intent to bring about a new era of inclusion, diversity, and equality in hockey in a section of its report entitled, Combating Racism and Discrimination Through Education and Accountability. The NHL's diversity and inclusion report includes two mentions of climate change. Kim Davis, the NHL's Executive Vice President of Social Impact, Growth Initiatives and Legislative Affairs, said, change can feel uncomfortable. There are going to be moments that are very, very uncomfortable, but we have to have a plan of action. We have to keep moving in that direction. Follow Robert Krajicek on Twitter @RKrajicek.